Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. It's great to have you here today. As you can see, Mickey's not here today, but we have Kim. So it's great to have Kim here today to provide music. So thank you very much, Kim. I don't think I have any other announcements other than welcoming you here today, and we'll turn it over to Tom.
Just getting closer so I can hear you.
Oh, I'm all done.
The person who had heart surgery this week, you have been...
Well, it was a heart catheterization. It was Suzanne Connors. Things went well. AJ says she's doing well at home.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. And the other prayer request we had this week for Arlie, she had pneumonia, so she's not in church today, so she's recovering. She's on the mend.
So it's my turn, isn't it? You did the announcements. The bell was rung.
Yes.
The choir disappeared. Kimberly appeared. And we're gathered on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Lord's Day, All Saints Sunday, where we will, among other things, give thanks for all of the people in our lives who have touched us and loved us and blessed the world. So it is so good that we are together on this Lord's Day. So let us call one another to worship now. Here in this place, there are no strangers.
For we are all brethren.
Here in this worship, there is only acceptance.
For the love of this man, we shall say.
Here in this body of believers, there are no divisions.
For God dwells in each of us.
Come, let us worship in unity and joy. And let us rise if able. And let us all join hearts and voices together in the hymn on our screen. Let's join our voices, our hearts in confession together in one voice. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For our sake and the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways that lead to glory.
Amen.
And for a moment, let us confess our personal sins in silence. And now please know this. In God's kingdom, all are loved for who they are, not what they do. In God's kingdom, all are forgiven for what they do and don't. In God's kingdom, all are welcomed and fed by God's grace and love. Amen.
Amen.
Together we confess what the Church believes. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Turn and greet those near you. Say hello and wave. Give a smile and blessing. As we join together our hearts in prayer, we are mindful, I am sure, that this is a special time in the life of our nation. Many of you perhaps have voted, others will be voting on Tuesday, and all of us will be looking to see what the results are and all of the ways that we will do changing and blessing and renewal of our nation. That is the prayer for all of us, I'm sure. So as we join together in prayer today, I will bring some words of asking God's guidance and blessing on what we do as a nation this week and beyond. Let us pray. Gracious Spirit, you are the comforter and advocate, and to you we pray. We pray for an openness to your work in and through us. May we resist the temptation to get caught up in fruitless arguments and defensiveness. Strengthen us to serve and uphold one another, and to put the needs of others alongside of our own. Especially on the eve of this election time, we pray for a gentle, loving, and kind spirit among us. Prepare our hearts and minds as we enter the election booth We give our gratitude and thanksgiving for the privilege and for the right to vote. And we give thanks for all the saints who helped to extend this privilege. We thank you for those women who marched to extend the right to vote. We give thanks for the children who faced hoses and dogs and angry mobs to extend this right to vote. Empower us, O God, to make decisions rooted in the ways of Jesus. Give us wisdom and discernment as we cast our votes with a humble spirit. And let our voting be an act of prayer. We come before you asking for the ability to hear and consider the wisdom of those with whom we disagree. Root us in your word and cultivate in us the ability to compassionately and clearly articulate our beliefs and convictions. And remove from us the need to prove our points or defend ourselves. And fill us with your overflowing grace. Enable us to look with tenderness upon everyone around us in our nation. All who gather here as your people, called the United States of America. Good Shepherd, you gather us as lambs in your arms, and you carry us in your heart. We long for peace on earth, peace among the nations, healing from famine and war, disease. In this election season, we pray that you will protect all of us against harm or violence at any level. By the power of your Spirit, we ask for safety to prevail everywhere, and that you would lead us into the ways of your kingdom. And finally, we pray for those in our hearts this day who may be unwell. We thank you for those who are in recovery from medical procedures or other ailments. We pray for anyone and all who are in pain or trouble this day. For those who might be facing financial challenges. And we pray that your grace and comfort, your strength, will renew us and your people. We bring our prayers in Jesus' name, always in Jesus' name. And we remember the prayer that he taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Once again, we rise if able and join in singing hymn number 340. This is my song. Let's sing together. Please be seated. Let's join together our lives in offering, bringing our gifts of love and devotion to Christ and the Church.
In keeping with our theme of bringing God's kingdom to earth, this song is called Build Your Kingdom Here. It's by Rend Collective.
These now, that the love and grace of Jesus Christ, his presence and power might be alive in this world and in our hearts. Amen. Audrey joins me once again, because this is such a long reading. I don't want you to go to sleep in the middle of my reading, so maybe her voice as well as mine might keep you awake. It's a story of blessing, or blessing denied, I guess you might say. It's a story of Jacob and his mother and father and twin brother. It's a story of we'll hear now from the 27th chapter of Genesis. When Isaac was old, and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your equipment, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country and to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food that I like, and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my blessing before I die."
Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats so I can prepare some tasty food for your father just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat so that he may give you his blessing before he dies."
Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, while I have smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing."
His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me." So Esau, that is Jacob, went and got them and brought them to his mother, and she prepared some tasty food just the way his father liked it. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her older son, which she had in the house, and put them on her younger son, Jacob. She also covered his hands and the smooth part of his neck with the goat skins. Then she handed to her son, Jacob, the tasty food and the bread she had made.
He, Jacob, went to his father and said, "My father?" "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may give me your blessing." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Oh God, may the words of my mouth, the message of this day, bring joy and commitment and life into all of our hearts so that we may serve you with joy and strength in the power of your blessing. Amen. We've been in the book of Genesis together since my coming, and as I look at this first book of the Bible with you, I am just blessed and amazed to see how faithful God is. God promises a blessing for this world, this old, conflicted world, with so much pain and agony and anger and strife. God says, "I will not give up on you. I will bless you and I will be faithful." And so God calls together a people to be the blessing. And the wonderful part of that is that so many of them say yes. Yes. I will be part of your people of blessing. I will be a part of your covenant for the world, that the whole earth will be blessed. Yes. I will be your people. And so many have followed in that yes. We call them the saints. I'm an amateur saint, not professional. I imagine you are as well. There's so many people who have blessed us, haven't there been? So many people who have loved us. So many people who have been kind to us on this day when we remember All Saints Sunday, all of the saints. We give thanks that we are part of this, what the book of Hebrews in the New Testament calls the cloud of witnesses. Actually, it doesn't say that. It says the great cloud of witnesses. And the imagery is a race. And the cloud of witnesses and the saints in our lives and all of the world surround us and encourage us. I was I loved to run when I was young. I was on track in high school and college. And I remember that one of the things that we did during the track meet when someone was running, when one of our teammates was on the cinders running, we would station ourselves about every 100 yards around the track, 440 yards around. So we would, four or five of us, we would get around the track. And when our teammate would be running, as he came in our presence, we would say, "Keep it up, keep it up. Keep it up." I remember when I was running, there were times when I wanted just to fall to the ground. But about the time I wanted to fall to the ground, there would be another teammate, and he would be saying to me, "Keep it up, keep it up." And instead of falling to the ground, I found strength for another step and another until the race was finished. We need people in our lives who will tell us that. Don't give up. Keep running. I'm with you. We are with you. God is with you. And all of the saints today are surrounding us here in this place. And they're saying to us, to each one of us, don't ever give up. Keep running. You're loved. You're welcomed. You're blessed. I'm with you. We are with you. And so on this special day, we are reminded that we don't run this race by ourselves. We are so blessed to have those people in our lives who encourage us and love us. That's our job for one another. That's my job, and that's your job, is to be that word of blessing, the word of encouragement to those who run the race with us. And someday we'll join the cloud of witnesses, and we'll be surrounding those who are left behind. We will never leave this world, will we? We will never be apart from what happens when we're gone, because then we will join this great cloud of witnesses and we will cheer those who follow us and encourage them and bless them still. The blessings never stop. It is true, however, that even though so many of these saints blessed us and said yes before we did, they were not perfect. Saints come to us as imperfect. The New Testament book of Hebrews says that we are earthen vessels. that the treasure that we have, the treasure is Christ, God's love and grace, this wonderful treasure, this priceless treasure that is in us, but we are the earthen vessels that carry it. We are not perfect. That's good news, isn't it, to know that we are all together in that we could never look down on any other human person as being less than we are, because we are all earthen vessels. We've all failed, and we have all stumbled, and we have all made terrible decisions. But yet the treasure is still in the earthen vessel. Of course, these earthen vessels, we've seen how, even in the book of Genesis, haven't we, that how terrible mistakes are made. We have Noah, who cursed his son in a drunken fit. He cursed the wrong son, even. And then we have Abraham, who not once but twice tried to peddle his beautiful wife off to somebody, some other men, because he was afraid that because she was so beautiful, they might kill him and take her. But not once, but twice. You can have her. Take her. And then we have Sarah, his beautiful wife, who watches the surrogate mother have the baby that she wanted to have. The surrogate mother has the baby, but then she becomes jealous of Hagar and this baby, this firstborn son of Abraham's, Ishmael. And she browbeats her husband over and over and over again. Send them out. Send them away. And finally, with a broken heart, Abraham sends Ishmael the baby and Hagar the mother out into the wilderness to die. Sarah was guilty of attempted murder. You see, these are people like us. They carry the blessing. They carry God's blessing and goodness. But they are so flawed, just like we are. I find that to be good news. We're all together in this. No one of us can ever look down. We are all down, all looking up, all wanting to know that in because of what we've done, can we still be a part of the blessing? And the good news, of course, is that God won't give up us on us. God will not give up on us. And the story we read today, of course, continues this. It's a story of deceit, a story of lies, duplicity, because we have this mother who is favorable to the second son, Jacob. He's the mama's boy. He's got smooth skin. He stays around the tents and helps her cook. And then there's the older twin, Esau. He's hairy. He's a hunter. He's daddy's boy. He likes to be outside. He likes to hunt and fish. And mama has this scheme that she's going to have her boy, the younger of the two, receive the blessing rather than the older. It never stops. Not only do we see dysfunctional individuals here in the book of Genesis, but we see dysfunctional families. Individuals and families both acting out of dysfunction. Someone once said, all God's children got dysfunction. Isn't that the truth? And yet God is faithful. And we are called to be a blessing. That's our job, to be a blessing. I know that's not easy. That's not easy sometimes. There are people in our lives who are toxic, and sometimes we find that it's necessary to remove ourselves from that relationship. A relationship in which it is so harmful to us that we cannot let it endure. A toxic relationship. But even when we do that, we pray for the other person all the more. And there are people in our lives who are a burden to us. New Testament has this word called forbearance. That's a great word. There are people in our lives that we just bear them. They are a burden to us because they never carry their own weight. We can't trust them because they make promises and they never keep them. And because they're so difficult to live with. And so we carry in our quiver of spiritual gifts forbearance. We bear it. We continue to love them anyway. And so this day we are grateful that the blessing never dies. The blessing, God is committed to that blessing. God will not give up on the world. God will not give up on you. God will not give up on me. God will not give up on them. We have been called, we are called to be a blessing, to bless the world, to bless people in our lives, to bless our communities. This is what God's new race, new people do in and for the world. God will not give up. And we will not give up. We will bless because that's what we're called to do. Thank God. Let us pray. God, thank you for calling us to a high calling that takes all of our energy and intelligence and strength. You do not call us to things that are small, but things that are great. To carry in our hearts a largeness, a bigness, and a greatness that allows us not to be people of the world, but people of your calling. Give us this gift and give us your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise together to sing our communion hymn number 530, and we prepare our lives to come to the table.
table of grace, table of welcome, table of reminder, table of renewal. At this table, we're reminded that we are not of this world. We've been called to be a special people. A people who know the strength of how to forgive. People who know the strength of endurance. The people who live in the knowledge that God holds this world and our lives in God's blessed, loving hands. And regardless of what happens to the world or to us, this table reminds us to whom we belong. What a glorious and wonderful time to have our hearts renewed and our minds enlarged as we come to this blessed table again today. We remember that on the night in which Jesus gave himself up for us, that he took bread, broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then we remember that when the meal was over, he took the cup, he shared it with his friends, and said, after giving thanks, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance." Round the table of our Lord, let us give thanks. God, what a blessing it is to come to table again. The world calls us, but you call us stronger. You call us to be people of blessing, of love, of forgiveness, of grace, renewal, and hope. And so renew us with your gifts again this day. That as we take this bread, reminding us of the precious body of Jesus Christ. And as we take this cup, symbol of his life shed for us and for the world, that we will be made new and strong again. And that your church and our lives might be the blessing for which you have called us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
said, drink of this, all of you. So before we go, this being the Sunday where we remember the saints, you have somebody in your heart that has blessed you, you think, you know, I might not even be here today if this person had not been in my life. Is there someone who feels that way? You have a name that you could throw out so we could just bless you and hear who that might be. This woman here? See, here's the thing. We bless people we never know. We give a smile, we give a word, we give a greeting, we give a hug, and a life has changed. I remember when I was in college, I talked to my advisor for the last time. Did I pass? Yes. I passed my conch, yes. And I was ready to hang up, and he kept me on the line. He wouldn't let me hang up. He loved me. And I've been blessed all my life because he held me on the line just a little longer to let me know. I care about you. Who else? What other name? Is there a name, a person?
Mm-hmm. Reverend Ted Robinson, Reverend Nancy Lockwood.
Two ministers. Gosh, I'm glad there are ministers who bless. Even though we get paid to do it, that's what we live for, to think that we've made a difference in some small way. Is there another one to give a name? Yes.
John, my father, who brought me to church.
Thank you. Is there another? We all have those people in our lives. On this day, we give thanks. We wouldn't be here today unless we were loved in some way. Unless people gave to us in some special good way. We're here because of the saints. Be a saint then. Be a blessing. Make somebody's day. Every day. Be a blessing wherever you go, wherever you are. Now we're going to rise and sing something you probably don't need the words or the music for. God Bless America, as we ask God's blessing upon this nation and what we do this week to be good citizens of our country. Let's stand here.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit will lead us.